Tonight, Navy Pier's Director of Entertainment, Jen Kramer, talks Ferris Wheel. Then the AV Club's Director of Game of Thrones Trivia, John Tatey, rides Sidecar. And finally, we celebrate Craft Beer Week and get an update on Mark Carman's J-Swipe account. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here tonight. Happy Eve before crazy traffic, Memorial Day weekend barbecues, the opening of the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier, the Walk of Fame. There's too many things, the bike, the drive, the fan van. I'm taking the fan van to be in the Memorial Day parade in Norwood Park.
So and of course, Hodor.
Hodor.
Right? Of course, Hodor.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a hoedown, but there's a door?
Oh, it was not a hoedown of any kind.
Okay.
It was the saddest hoedown in the history
He's
of hoedowns.
He's doing a Game of Thrones thing, Jen.
Ho-de-do.
Ho-de-do.
Ho-do.
No!
I saw recently an elevator that people are putting his picture.
Who's
where it says
they're actually also using they're actually also using his toy as a doorstop.
Oh,
I don't know what's happening.
That's cute.
Is it? I don't know what's happening.
He died holding a door, and yeah, I'm just going
to
say
what is his name?
If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry.
Game of Thrones spoiler.
A door, and that is his name also.
That's is Hodor?
Hodor. Through some weird time travel thing that nobody
mental time travel. Not even his actual time travel. His mind time travel.
I don't even know.
And ruined itself.
Jen, I feel like you're time traveling because you guys have dismantled the Ferris wheel that had been there for how many years?
20.
20 years. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is the grand opening of your brand new Ferris wheel. It's very exciting. You were telling us before when you were here last year, when you gave us, when you were closing it down, basically, that they're called, what are they called?
Gondolas.
Gondolas. I was going to say gazebos, right. And that didn't sound right.
You could say that.
Okay, the gondolas. I think gondolas sound so, it sounds so...
Italian.
Venetian, yes.
Right.
I don't know why. This is good for radio if I just do like a paddling down the waterways of Venice. Yes. So, and now John is thinking that perhaps he will take his lovely bride.
Well, his mama baby. Thanks, Patty.
It was.
Is she listening? She doesn't listen to my. She's gonna be sleeping.
She's gonna. She heard
does
that.
She listen?
Yeah. He was just kidding.
Pay no
He's
mind.
Not
pay
really
no mind. He's not taking her at all. No. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be a surprise? That's the kind of thing you want to plan. If it's your first time out for a long time, you got to take a vote.
Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, you got to take
a
vote.
Now we get this feeling. Now you have to. Ferris wheel ride. Of course, you got to plan that. That should be a sober step that you take together.
Right.
When you are leaving the house for the first time without your baby, Jen Kramer has been awake for 96 hours.
Sorry.
No. It's okay. I think that's the greatest yawn we've ever. I don't know if I should have like let it go and not talked over it. Is it your birthday this weekend too?
It is.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Did
Happy
you get yourself Jen. A Ferris wheel?
I did. Do you know what we learned today? We put two and two together. The last ride was on September 27th, and the first ride is on May 27th, 9 months to the day.
Well done.
Took it down,
nailed
built
it.
It's a big baby.
That's amazing.
And you've been, she's been, you know, sort of posting it on Facebook and cataloging every single moment of it. It's been very exciting. I love watching what's going on. At
people are really sick of the Ferris wheel. Get
it? Tell them
that's
they
okay.
can.
Only a couple more days of my posts.
Well, I love
Tell
it
because
I think
and
it's
spin.
So appropriate for Chicago to have a great Ferris wheel, right?
Of
because this is, you know, where it all started. And I love that, I don't know, how many cities would it, you know, with the economy maybe not being so great, would take a Ferris wheel down and put a bigger one back up at this moment in time? I just love it so much. I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah, do it right or go home.
Yeah,
that's
right?
The
Ferris wheel started here. We're going to do it right.
That's right.
Civic pride.
Mr. Ferris.
I like that he knows that because so many people probably don't know that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I was in my brain going, right, World's Fair. That was us. Did that. Made it happen.
And the cars on the first Ferris wheel were as big as a CTA bus. They held like 60 people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ours only hold 8.
Oh,
I know.
Wimpy. Wimpy future times.
That was Chicago's response to the Eiffel Tower, which was the big feature of the Paris World's Fair.
And how many Eiffel Towers are there? Just the one.
Just the one, yeah.
Yeah.
See? That's no fun.
No, it's not.
Can't ride a tower.
Mm-mm. Can't be trapped with people you may or may not know. When people are in line to get into one of the gondolas, can they pick, say, we just want to have a private car? Or do you drive with strangers ever?
It kind of depends on
she
how many people
a little
you
bit.
Have.
Like,
Depends. Depends on the line. Depends, you know, if you have two people and there's...
Hey, everybody, ride with strangers. Get to know someone new.
Yeah.
Or just ignore them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just... experience something with people you don't know.
What you shouldn't do is be two people, ask for your own, and then when other people get forced in with you, be mean to them the whole time. Because that is a long ride.
Give them dirty looks. Yeah. It's a way longer ride than the old Ferris wheel.
Is it how much longer?
Well, you get to go around three to four times. The old one, you only went
three to four.
Wait, what happened? Mean?
You make three full rotations.
But is there... Oh, that's fantastic.
But maybe you get a bonus fourth. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, depending on how many people are there.
Oh,
I see. I see. Depends on how long the line is. So
the
what
old
time...
wheel is only one rotation.
Right. I remember that. I took Griffin... I used to take him there for his birthday when Steve had a job. So when Steve was working, I would come downtown with Griffin and we would go to Navy Pier and do the maze and the funhouse and that whole area and the Children's Museum and then the Ferris wheel. And it was always just one around. I love that it's like three or four. What time does it open tomorrow? What's your grand opening for the Ferris wheel?
12 noon.
12 noon.
Mm-hmm. We have streamer cannons and pyrotechnics. And...
Oh, by the way, John, there was a great post that Jen had. There was someone who was concerned about the streamers and the fireworks. And she was just imagining, she was envisioning guests being sort of lit on fire by flaming streamers.
I thought I better order about 1,000 helmets because they're going to kind of go off simultaneously. And I'm having visions. I'm probably not going to sleep much tonight. All the streamers catching.
I'm sleeping here. Do you want to crawl on the couch with
me? Sure.
I'll just
sleep in here.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's in here from 2 to 6.
Oh, sweet.
Or 2 to 4. 2 to 5. I
used to be back at the pier about
where
that
are
time.
They?
Once I'm done. Nick DiGilio, he actually broadcasts from the 7th floor from 2 to 5.
I guess there's really not too much to showcase at 2 a.m., right? The nightlife is starting to die down even as we begin some nights, although it's warm tonight, so there's a lot
there's
of people
a lot
out.
Going on.
Truth be told, I kind of make a mess, and he'd rather not walk in on that. He's just like, you know what? Let's reset the stage for the Steve Cochran show. It's going to need a good 3 hours to fumigate the showcase studio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to WGN on Michigan Avenue.
Hey, go see the Ferris wheel tomorrow,
everybody.
Yeah,
the Ferris wheel opens on Navy Pier tomorrow, the first new Ferris wheel in 20 years. They're trying to tell her that we're on it. She's like, I know. Leave me alone. It's all fine. Yeah, she's like, hey, I got it. I get it. This is the girl that talks too fast in the middle of the night. You're listening pretty late. We're hanging out with the director of special events entertainment at Navy Pier, Jen Kramer, and also the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. More when we come back on 720 WGN. We're not talking about Game of Thrones,
what?
Craig. Make it stop. It is beautiful music.
Best show
it's very
on television.
Sweeping. It's very no, it is not.
It's the best show on television.
Yes, John.
Believe.
It's make believe. Thank you. Yeah, and a lot of mud.
Mm-hmm. It's
brown clothes.
Well, I don't think it's the best show on television.
Okay, what do you think is the best? What do you think is the best show on television?
In the past year, Fargo.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you too.
That's good.
Season two or season one? Have you seen both?
No, I only saw season one.
You only saw season one?
Mm-hmm.
You must see season two.
I'm missing out is what you're telling me.
Jen, once
well, she hasn't seen season one.
I did.
Oh, you did? You went
I
back
I saw the
and
whole thing.
It.
I enjoyed it as well. Loved season two more.
For the podcast, right?
Just for my own edification.
Just my own edification.
Can you please put that down as I believe the first time I have said that on the show?
That was well done.
For my own edification.
We are applauding.
I'm sorry I laughed.
Come on, Patty. Let's be honest. Did you really? Were you really using that word? I mean, I know you've mentioned that you've gotten into the University of Chicago, Princeton, and Northwestern, but are you really using these words?
Use it in another sentence.
It's just that, like, halfway through you saying the word, you started to regret it.
She did. She stopped herself.
Because I saw the light in your face going, are you going to finish this? Is that really the word you're going to use?
Don't be silly, Patty.
I loved season two so much more, but season one, only because Billy Bob Thornton, there is so much more of a menace quality to him than almost anybody else in season two, even though independently they are, you know, causing so much havoc and destruction and, you know, making their way down this path of just really a small apocalypse for everybody. Mm-hmm. But in season one, it's this driving, Billy Bob Thornton is making kind of everybody else do horrible things, in particular the main character.
Yeah, yeah. But he is so, this Satan-like presence, and I really think that the first season of the show is so elemental, and I think it is really dealing with the elements of story. I think that Martin Freeman's character sort of becomes the author of his own life, and then I think the second season is about the power of narrative, and maybe it's a little more complex and refined than the first season was, but boy, I think it was hard for them to make something from such a vaunted film.
Right. Oh, I agree. I like the series more than I like the movie. You saw season one, mm-hmm. Jen? Did you enjoy
just
that?
Season one?
Just mm-hmm. yeah.
That
I
must
like it
be
better
dark.
Than the movie.
That must be dark. Almost as challenging as making a TV series from an amazing set of books.
Mm-hmm. I think there should be a TV series about the construction of the brand new Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. See what I can do? I can bring it all
I know,
the
you're
way
good.
Around.
Do we have time to talk about the VIP gondola?
Is there a VIP gondola? Mm-hmm. What's happening in the VIP gondola?
It's super fancy. So the regular gondolas, if you were in the last Ferris wheel, which I think most people have been at some point, it was benches. Mm-hmm. This is actually like seats. So there's 8 seats in a regular gondola. There's only 4 in the VIP. So they're kind of like big. It's like first class versus business class.
How do you get? So do you pay extra for the VIP car?
Yeah, it's $50 a person.
And then it goes around. I'm guessing
and
at least 4 times.
Drinks.
What?
Yeah, it goes around 4 times, and it has a glass bottom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, come on.
That's,
I wrote in
that
it
that
today.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah,
do, you get
crazy.
A little, do you get a little bit of that vertigo? A little
well,
bit of
it's
the...
like you were right. looking straight down, 200 feet down to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible. And the gondola is all windows, so mm-hmm. you really do feel like you're outside. It's incredible.
You're just
sounds scary. Mm-hmm.
It sounds scary.
It is a little scary.
Little bit scary.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If you're afraid of heights, it might be questionable.
And how many times did you go around on the VIP gondola?
It's about the same, 3 to 4.
How long does that take?
About
3 to 4.
15 to 17 minutes.
Okay, so.
How could the VIP gondola go around more than the other ones?
Well, I'm asking you, this is her first time riding at all. I don't know if this is her first time
riding.
Yeah, first time. I wrote it today.
I thought you had
if you could be a little more condescending in the teasing of the host, that would be really fun for me. I am not. I got my fuse is about this short, but you go for it, John Tatey.
I'm just picturing a VIP gondola like spinning on
all by
the inside.
Right.
That's
faster.
For the next revision.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have it like you're flipping around and you just have people hang upside down on the gondola?
Lord. That'll be 20 more years from now. Yeah.
John, I'm sorry.
I have
an hour of sleep since yesterday.
Can I real quick tell you what just happened on the phone? It is amazing. It's a bit of a sidetrack, but Mark Carman was just standing outside. For anyone that listened last night, he just walked away.
Where'd he go?
He's going to Howls and Hood.
Yes.
A girl, a lovely young girl, walked up to the Showcase studio
last night.
As Mark was
she
talking about
back?
Being single. They are on a date now at Howls and Hood, and she was just waving into the window with him moments ago.
That's so
Angelica
bizarre.
And Mark Carman, Howls and Hood.
That was the person who was pointing to herself and jumping up and down.
Oh,
correct. Yeah. As I was talking
her.
To them on the phone.
I was ignoring
she was
them.
Too shy to go on the air with you, Patty, but Mark just gave us a dating update. So
wow.
That's breaking
so,
news.
So Mark Carman has
picked up a listener.
He's using JSwipe, which is a dating app.
Well,
for...
he's also just using the 50,000-watt blowtorch. Because
yes, exactly.
that was not a JSwipe thing.
It was not a JSwipe, because
no.
we don't know.
That was the social media of radio is what that was.
Social media for 90 years.
The original social media.
That's right.
Can I ask who?
Good. That was an alley-oop right
yes.
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's Mark Carman?
He does our sports.
Oh,
you know,
got
Carm.
It. Yeah, of course.
You know Carm. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Mark Harmon.
Everyone always does.
I got
does,
really nervous.
And then everyone gets disappointed when you find
yeah.
out.
Well,
I feel bad for Carm because everyone's like, Mark Harmon, I love you on NCIS. No, Carm.
Carm.
Oh.
Oh.
Everyone does.
It's because Mark Carman almost sounds like one word. Mark Carman.
Mark Carman.
Yeah.
Mark. So you have to
Carman.
Separate them. Mark Carman.
Right.
Does that help?
That helps.
If you've got the time.
By the way, before we go to a break, Roger, what is going on the Kennedy?
You're not going anywhere.
All right, then. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. Host Patty Vasquez live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by the Director of Special Events and Entertainment at Navy Pier, Jen Kramer. And tomorrow, the brand new Ferris wheel will commence with rides.
Roll that wheel.
Roll that wheel.
First day of its life.
What do you think people
tomorrow.
Are going to be chanting? What's the?
I don't know. They're going to be excited, though. I can tell you.
Why did you give me bubble wrap, by the way?
Just because it's therapeutic when you're tired. No, Patty. The goal is to just do one at a time.
No. I do.
Yeah, I think so. I actually like walking on it.
You're like, yeah, it's good. It's, did you want a little bit of that?
Sure, yeah.
Ooh, it's really good. They're like hard bubbles, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
that's a nice gauge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice gauge of plastic.
Uh-huh.
312-981-7200. Your editor-in-chief of the AV Club has created a quiz for you tonight, and you can win a pair of tickets to Navy Pier's Ferris Wheel. Is it for this weekend or for any time?
For any time. Opens at noon tomorrow.
There you go. So you can come to with everybody and celebrate the opening or at your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. 312-981-7200. We have a pair of tickets to Navy Pier's brand new Ferris Wheel ride. We also, with that, that's going to be in addition to your gift card to Lou Malnati's. It's a grand prize. It better be a good quiz, John. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, the quiz is TV opening narrations, sort of announcer spiels that you would hear at the beginning of a show. We're not talking, I know I often talk about game shows. We're not talking game shows so much as classic dramas or comedies.
So we're doing, we'll find out which comedies have a.
I don't think there are any comedies.
Is there someone banging on the window for reals? Like we're fishing a bowl.
He's making prayer faces.
He wanted me to bow. He was bowing so he could do a sort of sign of.
He wanted to impress his friends. Is what happened there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's commission accomplished. And now they're not paying attention to us because it's a little embarrassing that I shamed him.
Yeah.
I get my superpowers from that kind of a moment.
It's like, Does that happen?
Really, you were seriously banging on the window.
People finally get your attention, and they're like, "Ooh, hi."
Yeah. No.
I don't know what to do now. You're looking at me.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't do that. I mean, I'm working. Of course, you know, we're here. This is sort of, it's fun to be able to look out on Michigan Avenue.
It's a total fishbowl.
It's the demanding. It's the demanding part that throws me off sometimes. How many contestants would you like for this?
I think probably two.
Two. Max. Okay. Yeah. So we have already calling in. We have Sean on the line. Hi, Sean. How are you doing tonight? Sean? I know. Wait, hold on. It's up. Hi, Sean. Sean. Sean, okay, hold on, Sean. If you're there, figure out if you want to talk to us. Oh, Sean? Okay, I can't. Jim, how are you? Oh, no.
I think Sean's not going to do well at our game.
Hi, Jim. Hello. Hi. There, see, the phones work.
Okay.
That's how we know it was Sean and not me. Or Sean's phone. Let's not be cruel to Sean. It could have been some sort of malfunction.
Oh, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah. Exactly. How are you doing, Jim?
Very good. How are you doing?
Very well. What are your plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Not exactly sure yet.
Well, maybe you'll be going to Navy Pier. Maybe if you win these tickets, you can go to Navy Pier and ride the brand new Ferris wheel.
Most definitely.
There you
go.
Definitely. And then while you're downtown, go to Lou Malnati's for some pizza. See what we did? We're lining it.
One of my favorites.
We're planning your pizza and Ferris wheel weekend for Memorial Day.
Fun.
We're joining you in this contest is Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I really am. I can't believe I got through.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you sabotage Sean's phone so that he could not respond while we were trying to get to him?
Me do that?
No.
Oh, very crafty, Mike.
I think that's pretty good. So, Jim, Mike, are both of you familiar with television dramas? Has that been a type of series that you enjoy throughout your lives?
Yeah.
Dramas?
What are your favorite TV dramas? Maybe on right now or in the past?
What do you think, Jim?
Well, Jim, you go first. Huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll let Jim go first.
That's very nice of you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Very gracious of you, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
That's okay. I don't want to put you guys on the spot.
No.
We'll go ahead and play, and we'll as we go, maybe you'll be like, oh, hey, that's one of my favorites.
I love that one. Yeah, exactly.
There we go. So let me get my contest bell out. Craig and John and Jen, how would you like this to go? Should we give them turns, or should we give them the opportunity to buzz in with their names?
I think we should give them turns because the buzzing in with their names scares me. Yeah.
It scares you. How's this?
I love the bell.
All right,
that's great.
I don't have we don't have a buzzer. We don't have we don't have that kind of noise.
No, we don't need that.
No, you don't. Our contestants are going to help buzz each other.
Here's your
All right, then.
Okay.
What do these buttons do? Do these work? No, I don't think so. Electric shock. Nope. Okay. That's not hooked
up. Patty's just playing with equipment at this point. Okay. So here's how this is going to go, fellas. I'm just going to read you some words that you would hear in the opening to these TV shows. I think they're all fairly popular TV shows from the past 30 to 40 years. And you name the show. Okay. Jim, you're up first. You ready?
All righty.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The people who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
What's your answer, Jim?
What show, Jim?
Law and Order.
Jim's on the board with one. Very well done, Jim.
Mike, don't be disconcerted. It's not time.
Mike's into it. I like that.
Yeah, that's great. Here we go, Mike. Here's yours.
Okay.
Now, this one's going to be slightly edited, so I don't give away the show. I'm taking out a little piece of it. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. A young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Oh, that's way harder than the first one.
Well, I think it'll even out.
It'll even out.
Can I guess?
Yeah, of
course. Are we done?
Yeah, Mike, tell me your guess.
This is going to be from somewhere out of left field, but I'm going to say the greatest American hero.
Oh, I love that guess. Oh,
good job,
we found
Craig.
A buzzer, huh?
We found the buzzer.
I love that guess, Mike. I'm sorry, that is not correct.
Don't give us the answer, Jim.
Is anybody in the studio? Oh, Jim gets a steal.
Jim
gets
a steal.
Jim, do
Craig
you know?
Knows. Jim?
No, I don't have a good guess.
Anyone in the... Okay, let's give
Craig
it to Craig.
Craig has raised his
Knight Rider?
Very good, Craig.
Thank Knight you. Rider.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Oh,
Mike seems angry now. All right.
I am.
Don't be. Don't. It's okay. This will.
Okay.
John has
okay.
assured us that this will even out.
It's going to even out. Yeah. Yes. Don't worry, Mike.
Here we go. Jim.
The first one's got to be a little easy so people get the idea of the game. That's a little look inside game show question writing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Jim. Ready?
Dun, dun.
Yep.
In a time of ancient gods, warlords, and kings, a land in turmoil cried out for a hero. The power, the passion, the danger, her courage will change the world.
Craig, why are you laughing?
I love this game. This is the best game we've played. This is the best one.
Wow.
There's some people who like What's in the Box.
Wonder Woman.
Oh my
I'm sorry. It's not Wonder Woman. Is
no,
Mike,
do you have a guess for that one?
Have a guess?
No, I don't.
Okay, fair enough. Anyone here in the studio?
Oh. Xena Warrior Princess.
Craig gets it again.
I was
going to
say that, too.
Princess. Were you Roger?
Yeah, because they're showing reruns now on, like, 26.
She was really
whatever.
Hot.
Gabriella started,
I don't watch that show too often.
Well, you should catch up, because Gabriella starts out with a staff, and then she gets those, what are those blades?
Nunchucks. No,
she's got blades. One that, like, those are impressive. She wears them on her back and just...
Okay.
I bet she does
Patty's
reenacting a scenes of Xena, the warrior princess.
I thought you were exercising again.
We've had Autolycles on the show.
Really?
Yeah. We've had Bruce Campbell on before.
He must have been very charming. Next question.
Let's say that.
For Mike. On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison.
What do you think, Mike?
Ooh.
I think it's The Odd Couple.
I think you're right, Mike. You've evened it up. Well done.
Wow.
Mike's playing for blood.
He really is. Jim.
I used to watch that show all the time, too.
That was a good one.
They should bring it back in syndication.
They actually have a new version of it with Chandler.
You want to see the old one, though, right, Jim?
The old one, absolutely.
Yep. All right, Jim, you're up next. It's 1-1. This is the final round. These are the final two questions I have.
Ooh.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is a short one. This is not the whole thing. Just enough of it to give it to you, I hope, Jim. Once upon a time, there were three little girls went to the police academy.
Oh, my God.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Wow. Is that impressive. Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
Sorry, just to make sure I'm digging for the right person.
Pressure's on, Mike. Oh, am
go,
I
going
to have to find a tiebreaker question again?
Yes,
I really should get an odd number of questions ready the next time. Okay, Mike, you can tie it up with this question.
Okay.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have.
Roger's becoming apoplectic upstairs. That's what I'm saying.
Mike, do you have a guess?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mike.
The Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
They both win prizes.
All right.
I think they both win prizes.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Thank you.
I have enough for.
I
have. Do we have enough? We have two sets of tickets to the Ferris Wheel at Navy Pier. And so that's for each of you. And I have two pizzas. So I haven't given away any prizes this week. So I will go ahead and do that. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
No pressure for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So hold on the line.
Thank you. You made my night.
Oh, I love that. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. And Lumel Nye's gift certificate is good at all of the 40 plus Chicagoland locations. Or you can order online at lumelnye's.com. And, we only had, you know what? Now I'm going to be out for tomorrow's What's in the Box. I'll find other prizes because I thought I had more available. Or maybe I do. This isn't my prize list. This is Justin Kaufman's prize list.
Whoopsie.
That's all right. But I definitely have the pizzas for both of them.
Yeah.
And we definitely have the two sets of tickets to the Ferris wheel.
Did I ruin What's in the Box by once again writing an even number of questions? Like a dummy?
No, you did fine.
Okay.
You did fantastic.
I hate to deprive the What's in the Box contestants of their rightful prizes.
I'm resourceful.
You can hustle up another pizza.
I'll actually keep a pair of the tickets tomorrow night and give them away at during What's in the Box, if you don't mind. Is that okay, Jim?
That'd be great.
Excellent. All right, let's catch up with our friends when we come back. By the way, this will not be in the box. The de-icer will not be in the box.
Well played, fellas, by the way.
Yes. Well played, Jim and Mike. Congratulations. Way to go. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm hanging out with our wonderful guests, Jen Kramer, who is the Director of Special Events and Entertainment at Navy Pier. Tomorrow, the brand new Ferris wheel opens, and you can get your first ride in this weekend. Do it tomorrow.
Right.
Hang out with the crowd. And you have, also we have John Tatey, who is the senior editor. No, he's not. He's actually now become the editor-in-chief. We promoted him during the show. And in fact, months ago, he received the promotion officially.
I get promoted every time I come by.
He really does. Yeah. I believe you're the Grand Poobah is what Craig prefers.
That's my favorite.
Yes. Grand Poobah of the AV Club, John Tatey. He is the editor-in-chief. He's in charge of everything you see. So if you don't like something, you know where to find him.
Yeah, they sure do.
Why do you let this stupid dude write for your paper? I don't even know what they say. What obnoxious things?
They say
things.
Meaner things than that.
Because Jen has to deal with the onslaught of complaints. But do the compliments. This is a good moment for both of you. Do the compliments cut through the noise? Do you get that opportunity to enjoy some of the nice things that people have to say?
For me, they do, but it takes some work to get there. Because, I think the reason that negative comments can be so hard to take if you're in the public sphere is because they can echo your own demons. And whenever somebody echoes your own demons, it sounds very loud to you.
Interesting.
You learn to not fall into that instinct. And people, our community is actually really great on the AV Club, even though we have your, standard complement of knuckleheads. It's generally a smart conversation, and they're really nice.
Interesting.
Most of them.
Jen?
Well, I find that there's so fewer compliments than there are negative comments most of the time that the positive remarks are always well received.
Yes.
They're always like refreshing. It's like, oh, wow, we are doing a good job.
They're highly valued.
For sure.
They're greatly appreciated, which is why I try to encourage people to, when you know you've had a good time, if you have and go out of your way to tell someone, a manager or the employee, hey, thank you. It was really great service
today.
I really had a great time.
Sure.
Because people are more inclined. I used to work at a place called Marshall Fields. And when we were doing way back in the day, I worked on the mezzanine when they had the gloves there, the lovely little gloves.
The most beautiful part of the store,
the mezzanine.
Is that mezzanine.
Mm-hmm. It always has been. It's always been a nice place to stop right before you go to like Food Life and people come in. And I really liked working there. And they told us out of, the response you get from customers, 10 people will complain. And one person will give you a compliment. And the thing about complainers is that not only do they complain to the store, but they will tell their friends how bad of an experience they had. And so that becomes that person's story, the next person they tell. So it's like a virus that spreads. Oh, well, they had a bad time at Marshall Fields. We shouldn't go there. When someone says they have a great time, they don't really go around. You're more likely to complain than to go. I've been trying this week to say I'm so happy. I'm having such a great time. I'm really thrilled to be here, that kind of stuff.
I remember that app store I had a few weeks ago where they treated me pretty well, and I definitely made sure to say, hey, these are the people who helped me out. This was great.
Yeah, we've got to do more of that. So when you're at Navy Pier, let someone know that you're having a good time. When you're on the AV Club's website, send them an email and say, hey, we really like, it's fun to be here and share in this community of people who love television, music.
It's really nice when people do that, and it makes us want to work harder for them. You're just sort of subtracting and digging at people, they don't want to work hard for you. They want to get away from you. But if you say something,
good point.
They make
it personal. I'll make it personal for somebody.
And people like different parts of the site, and I always am like, if you encourage us on the parts of the site that you like, we'll want to make more of that for you every time.
I agree.
Make us feel good. Tell us that we made you happy. We'll work hard for you. The reverse is not true for the sort of nasty, snipey comments on the stuff that they don't care for.
I agree.
And 9 times out of 10, those are fully ignored anyway. When somebody's irrationally, saying snipey, mean things. But if somebody has something constructive to say, I find that those things get responded to.
Exactly.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I was forwarded a piece about Amy Schumer and people talking about how she looked in a bathing suit. I get it, Amy, but I kind of am sort of at the point where she needs to also applaud the people who say nice things because she's constantly going after the trolls on social
media.
Interesting
point.
She posts for the trolls.
Yeah, she does.
I feel like.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do this for everybody.